The U.S. Department of Transportation has begun tracking what it calls super commuters. They're people who travel more than 50 miles to work every day. There are 3.3 million of them. This is good for those of us who work in radio, since people on long drives have more time to hear the news. Maybe you're on a long drive right now. But it is a grind for those traveling by car, bus, rail, or plane. Here's Jason Margolis of member station KQED.
London Square. This train has remaining station stops of Davis to Sioux City Fairfield.
In the early morning hours just after sunrise, a cadre of bleary-eyed Sacramento commuters stumble their way onto train number 527, bound for the 90-mile commute to the Bay Area. The cars are filled with people reading the newspaper, staring blankly out the window, or fighting for that last bit of extra sleep. But 32-year-old mechanical engineer Chuck Smith is already hard at work, sketching diagrams and downing the first of his five daily Diet Cokes.
It's led to a couple of interesting incidents where I just kind of ceased to know who I am, just because the exhaustion and the caffeine are just having a war inside my bloodstream.
For the last couple of years, Smith has been making the train to subway to bus commute. On a good day, it's 2.5 hours, each direction. He moved to Sacramento because his wife took a job up here, and looking at their real estate options, they chose an apartment in Sacramento.
You know, for the same amount of money that we paid for a tiny one-bedroom studio in Oakland, we got a very large two-bedroom, nice hardwood floors, the whole bit.
Besides more affordable housing, some 20,000 Sacramento area commuters also head back to the Bay Area each day for a simple reason: more money. A median wage worker in Sacramento earns almost $5 per hour less than his or her counterpart in San Francisco and its outlying suburbs. And those higher-paying jobs aren't just in the big city any longer. Across the country, corporations are relocating to the suburbs, and those suburban jobs are more attractive to rural workers, says Alan Pizarski, author of the book series Commuting in America.
People in rural areas can then commute pretty long distances and long times, but still rather fast because they're not in the tight metropolitan congestion.
In fact, Pizarski says the biggest increase in commute times is in West Virginia, where people from the countryside are driving to jobs in Washington, D.C. and Pittsburgh. For all this, technology is the ultimate enabler. Better trains and highways in parts of the country means farther commutes, faster. And in the future, who knows? Pat Mokhtarian studies travel behavior at UC Davis.
So imagine if instead of cars we end up with personalized little flying machines. That will up the ante by another order of magnitude. So I wouldn't rule out pretty much any limit.
And technology also allows, or perhaps demands, that the commute is becoming part of our workday. Back on the morning train, Chuck Smith is busy multitasking on his laptop and cell phone. He says he's managed to convince his boss that train time is almost as good as office time.
I know that my cell phone works between Sacramento and Sassoon, but I know from Sassoon to Martinez, it's spotty, and so I have my little periods where it's like, oh, this is my cell phone part of my commute, and this is my laptop part of my commute.
Smith jokingly refers to himself as the purgatory commuter extraordinaire, stuck between his good job in the Bay Area and his home in Sacramento. For NPR News, I'm Jason Margolis in Sacramento.